Well, some people in their relationships have a lot of darkness. It just, you know, for whatever reason, it happens. Or rather, it doesn't happen. Things just don't go well for them. Or they don't in one instance. And maybe things really go south. And you let that kind of become all-consuming with your life, not only it, you know, on the day that it occurs, but in the weeks and the months to follow. And then it chases them, almost like it chases them down. Every time they get a little bit closer to maybe happy, the past relationship haunts and pops back up again. How do you avoid that? How do you take and make a clean break, learn your lessons, and go forward and have positive relationships after a really negative situation or situations? The good doctor's here this morning, drjohnb.com. The place to find the podcast for Dr. John Braccio Sr. here, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I'll tell you, once a person does an inventory of why they've been having bad relationships or what's happened, they really need to take a look at a few things. Okay, the first thing they need to determine is what factors are they seeking in a new relationship. Okay, they need to weigh each one in relation to its importance to them. And then they have to weigh them in relation to needs and wants, because a lot of times people want shiny objects, or they want the good boy, the bad boy, even later in life. And really, you have to decide what really are your needs. And then you have to be taking a look at what are these things, these factors. They would include things like friendship, sexual intimacy, children, long-term relationship, financial security or stability, health insurance even, intellectual stimulation, sure, camaraderie, travel interests, common religious beliefs. These are the things that people need to take a look at. And so often, people don't. I'm really amazed, Dave, over all the years that I've done this work, that people will spend days deciding on a car. They'll look at consumer reports. They'll call people, but they'll start dating somebody and just fall into a bad relationship. And then when we're talking about it much later and unwinding it, there really wasn't much thinking going into it. It just was an initial attraction. It could have been physical, could have been emotional, could have just been some intensity, but there was really nothing to keep it together. So it's really important that people really take a look at themselves and really try to sort out what do they need, what do they want.
Do you tell people to lead with their heart or their head, or a combination of both?
Well, it has to be a combination of both, and you have to be practical. You know, relationships really depend on two people working together, you know, as a team. But when people are mismatched, you know, take the extreme, the atheist and the devout Christian or other religious person, you
right,
can see that those are really issues. And if you want to be having intellectual discussions and you have someone who's really just interested in sports, you can see how that can lead to some issues. And just the level of intimacy. So it sounds simple, but when you really think about it, it's very difficult. When you consider half marriages don't work, obviously people aren't doing their homework and aren't really putting enough thought into who they're going to be with. And if you've had some failures in the past, you really want to try to learn from them and not be with the same person. And it may also, another amazing thing to me is how people don't learn. They kind of, if they're married 2-3 times, they marry the same person, just a little different personality, but essentially the same problems occur. Or they haven't taken an inventory of what they're like, whether it's their moods, what their demands are, expectations. So it's really very critical to do this. You can seek out spiritual leaders for this. You can work with counselors. You can work with families. But ultimately, it comes down to you taking a close look at yourself and trying to figure why have these failed, and also take some responsibility yourself. Even if you can say you were victimized in the relationship, you still made the decision to be with that person. So you do need to take a look. It sounds simple, but Dave, it is really a lot of work.
Your background, tell me here though, of those who have a, you know, let's just say they admit, I failed, my marriage failed, I failed, the other person had a hand in that, but I take my responsibility for it. How often do you see it occur again? I mean, does failure beget failure is what I'm asking, or do people by and large, do most people find a way to turn it around? What do you think?
Well, I think it depends on the person. Huge numbers of people don't. And of course, I'm involved often with situations that didn't work, okay? So often people really don't learn. They do the same thing. Now, yeah. A positive thing is, if even though it's kind of sad, persons in second relationships or third realize that they're going to have the same issues in any relationship that they were looking for the perfect relationship. There are always going to be disagreements, types looking into sharing, making decisions that both are involved. And I've had many people tell me they wish they had had the wisdom they've gained from the failures to realize that they could have made things work in the past if they had just worked a little harder or really understood how relationships work. Some people never learn. I actually worked with a woman who was married 7 times. And I guess she finally learned. Her 7th husband was the same as the first one. She kind of said, well, I know who I am. He knows who he is. So after many, many marriages, the two of them finally decided they would get together. But often people
grandma, learn. Grandma always said, 7 times the charm. That's it. Seven times around the block. No, she never said that. But, I mean, that's almost hard to believe. That's in movie star category, Doc.
Well, I'm just saying that's why I mentioned this kind of an extreme. But people really have to work. But what I find is even common things, you know, we tend to think of sexuality as key. That may be key in often getting people together, not always the right people together. But it's really the friendship, it's the camaraderie, it's sharing, it's wanting to do things together, just enjoying being together. And many people will get together, and after a while they say, you know, we don't like each other. We don't enjoy each other. We don't have anything in common. Those are things you really have to think about, work out, and really, really take stock of yourself and really analyze, or you're going to continue the same string of failures. And sometimes people are too good. I mean, they turn themselves into a victim, and they end up seeking out people that take advantage of them. So we do need to take a good look, and I always go by, if each gives 50 or 60, each gives 60, then each is going to end up with 100. That's really true.
That's right. Yeah, it's never, you know, people say it's always a 50-50 proposition. It rarely is a 50-50, no. But, you and know, I like your idea, though, on relationships, so that if you value friendship, you know, my wife and I started, and this wasn't always when I dated, but my wife and definitely not true. But my wife and I started as friends and then went to the other. And, you know, so I'm still working on number one and trying to get that right instead of number 7. But it's been 31 years. And I think, you know, it can't be done out there. But, I'm not saying that's for everybody. But it was good. It was a good foundation because, you know, we liked being around each other. And if you're going to get married, that has to be on the list someplace. You like being around each other, you know? I mean, it's gonna have to be there. We'll end this until next week, Doc. By the way, next week, Doc gets to pick out his holiday music. So we're going to confer on that because we'll be doing that segment next week, and we'll give you free reign unless I change my mind on that, and then we can bring out a wild card. But the podcast will be there very shortly at drjohnb.com. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Well, listen, you got a great gal, and that certainly helps make the marriage go even better, and I do the same thing. So let's hope most people get to do that. How does that sound?
I cross your fingers. That sounds like a plan. You won't be in business long, but that's good. 1320 Morning Wake Up, coming back, WILS.